What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of On Some Real Shit, where we keep it real raw, a little bit funny, even when the world feels like it's coming for your peace. Now, y'all, I know we all seen it. You scrolling through your feed, minding your business, you know, looking for something funny to laugh at, a video, a meme, something. And then it hits you, bam, somebody got some negative shit to say, whether it's about politics, religion, the way you eat your cereal, the way you split bills, men versus women, men need to be accountable for this, women need to be accountable for this, you're a pick me, oh, you're faking, you're pretending, you're not really happy. It just be blowing me. Like, how people feel so comfortable commenting on other people's beliefs, thoughts, or actions when it's that person's individual right to do so. Why does it bother you so much? But you know what, fam? It ain't really about you. It's about them. It's about their projection. Their own issues, their own insecurities, and the way they perceive the world. But let me ask you this. Like, I don't know. I'm really like, maybe it's just like the things that I have going on right now and the things that I'm going through or how I'm learning myself. But like, why do people feel the need to broadcast their opinions on every single thing? Like, it's like we in the... We're in an era where everyone's got something to say, whether it's something helpful or just plain loud for the sake of being loud. And most of the time you be wrong, and I know y'all seen it. Someone would comment on your post about something so random. It'll be like, I don't agree with that, I don't think that's right. Okay, cool, but why does that bother you? Like, none of this matters. Does not matter what the next person is doing. Let's be real. Social media has turned us all into commentators. Like, everyone's a critic. If someone posts something you don't agree with, boom, here comes the opinions. And it's not even about facts sometimes. It's more like, I don't like this, so I'm gonna tell you why you're wrong. Why? Why? What is the point? I get when people get on and they ask like, oh, like, I'm looking for your opinion, or I'm looking for, like, I don't know, maybe they're seeking that validation and they want your comment. But sometimes people just, most of the time, it's like people will post something and then here comes a flood of comments. It's just like, what is the purpose? Like, especially when it comes to beliefs, it's like, people will straight up tell you how you wrong for how you see the world, how you walk in your faith, or how you just live your life. But what they fail to realize is that just because they feel some type of way doesn't mean you have to. God ain't mad at me, you are. Let's get that straight. I mean, honestly, why are you mad about someone else's beliefs? You don't pay their bills. You don't live in a house. You don't got an answer for their life. So let them be great and keep it pushing. But somehow, social media makes it seem like it's a must to comment on everyone's business. Me, I'm over here like, all right, I ain't got nothing to say. So I'ma just keep scrolling. It don't got nothing to do with me. But that's not the reality for some folks, right? And some people feel like they have to put their two cents in everything. Whether it's about how you dress, what you believe, the kind of pizza you order. And here's the kicker. Most of the time, their opinion has nothing to do with you and everything to do with how they feel about themselves. So, I believe you gotta protect your peace at all costs. Your peace is your power. So why do we let random people on the internet take that from us? Sometimes it's just better to keep your thoughts to yourself. especially if it's not adding value to a conversation. That's where protecting your peace comes in. We don't need to be out here defending ourselves to everyone who feels like offering an unsolicited opinion. And I had to learn that, you know? Like on Chat with Kat, my other podcast, I talk about like restraint and how that's something that I've been working on, restraint and emotional regulation. Because the truth is, it don't matter. If that's what they want to do, okay, so how does it affect me? Like, I'm over here enjoying life, like, and I know it's a lot easier to scroll past and move on to get into a long debate with somebody you probably never even gonna meet. And just don't let every comment get under your skin. And trust me, I know it's tempting. You see a post and you want to get in there with your facts like you're a whole expert on everything. But ask yourself this, is it even worth your energy? Because 9 times out of 10, it's going to turn into a back and forth that leaves you frustrated. And they still going to feel the same way they did before. So I'll tell you this, social media is a full-on circus sometimes. But you ain't got to be in the ring. And if you find yourself constantly triggered by others' opinions, maybe it's time to take a step back. Reset your mind. Not everything needs a response. But at the end of the day, y'all, remember this. You can't control what others think or say, but you can control how much you let it affect you. Protect your peace. Keep doing your thing. And remember, it's not your job to change people's minds. It's okay. Let them have their opinions. But it doesn't mean that you have to carry them. Let them be mad. You just keep thriving, keep shining, keep scrolling when necessary. But that's it for today's episode, y'all. Catch y'all next time when we keep it real. We keep it light and keep it peaceful. Love you. Bye.